Schmack Dogs!
Did Lon just retire off the air?
I think I did.
No. He can't do that.
We just figured out that Kyle, Jeremy Warner, our next guest, and I were talking about Connect FM. That's what we started years ago. And I said, Kyle, what were you, like 5 or 6? And it turned out you were 6 years old when I started doing this radio show with Jeremy Warner. And so now I need to do what Jeremy did and walk away, right? I need to retire. I need to leave this product now with Piper and Kyle and just let him go. Jeremy, do you think? I mean, it's pretty nice being able to not, you know, be tied up from 3 to 5 every day, I guess, except you are anyway.
Yeah, it's really nice, but then I'm tied up anyway, as you said. Now I got to pick up kids from school and I was up at 4:30 a.m. doing my preview and picks this morning because one of them woke up, and I won't say who, wet the bed, so we had to get that done. So I was already up, so I'm like, yeah, I might as well get some more time. So,
you probably ought to go to the doctor for that, Jeremy. That could maybe show other causes. You know?
You got me. Yeah.
Well, I always said, Jeremy.
That's how I know I'm getting old.
Right. Yeah, we start out in life doing it. You end life doing it. So I always said Jeremy has the work ethic because you grew up as a farmer, and that's your dad didn't let you sleep in, I bet, when you were a youngin.
Well, he grew up a farmer. He allowed me to do it, which is always appreciated. He did not push me into that. I had no interest in that, but I do appreciate. I learned hard work from him. That's
amen.
Sure.
Amen.
Jeremy Warner, you know the voice. Tapman's Towing phone line.
Yeah, baby.
Atlanta Inquirer. We're week one's upon us, Jeremy. You were at Brett Bielema's press conference, or you were able to. I don't know if you were there with Joey. I'm imagining maybe you were. I'm not sure.
Yep.
But how's it feel? How's it feel? Another season. I mean, you've covered quite a few of them now. What's really sticking out to you as you go into this one for Brett Bielema and company, year three for him?
I'm ready for talking season to be done. I'm sick of talking about what could happen. Right? Like I'm ready to see what will actually happen. Will this be the team that can sustain success? Because as Lon knows, the history and modern history of Illinois football is every time you get excited. 1999, you go to a bowl game, the next year you win 5 games. 2001, you win the Big Ten Championship. The next year, you win 5 games.
Oh.
And then, of course, the Rose Bowl season after that, you win 5 games, and then you just go downhill from there. So I think that's what the season is all about. Listen, I think Illinois rightfully can look at the West and say, hey, why can't we win?
Sure.
Because I think Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin, maybe a Minnesota. But I think those three teams can really consider themselves, but none of those teams I think are great, but I think those teams are good. So I think you have the chance in the last year of the Big Ten West to do that. But I also think I look at the schedule and I go, is there a gimme? Is Florida Atlantic a gimme? I don't know if that's an absolute gimme. If Illinois plays its worst football, maybe they could lose that game, but maybe Northwestern is that on the schedule this year. But yeah, there's just a lot of competitive games. So it's the excitement of a team that progressed last year, a team that has really important pieces coming back, but a team that's got some big holes to fill at quarterback and in the secondary that make you a little bit more vulnerable. Like if Tommy DeVito and Devin Witherspoon were back for another year, this team might be the favorite to win the West, but they're not. So you lose some important pieces, and now you got to see if you can reload. And that's what good programs do. We'll find out this year if Illinois is one of those good programs.
Amen.
Jeremy, we spent a lot of time talking about, in anything, the potential pitfalls for a team, but let's dream the dream for a second. What would have to go right if Illinois was going to win the Big Ten West this year? What would that look like in your opinion?
I think they got to win these first two games. I think that's important. I think this is a really, it's a winnable non-conference, but it's a tough non-conference in that, as Illinois want to do, when they schedule 10 years in advance these non-conference opponents, it just so happens that these two teams are at some of their heights, Toledo and Kansas right now. And when they scheduled them, they weren't all that very good. Kind of reminds you of USF, Louisiana Tech, UTSA. Mm-hmm. They seem to get these teams at the worst possible time. But it's Luke Altmyer has to be good
yeah.
and live up to his talent. And his talent is there. He's got a lot of what you want in a dynamic Power 5 quarterback. Like, I think he is one of the most dynamic talents Illinois has had in the last decade. But we haven't seen it. It's not proven. Like, Tommy DeVito, I knew could be a Power 5 starter. He showed it at Syracuse. I didn't know how good he would be, but I did think he could be a solid, good Power 5 starter. I think Luke Altmyer has a higher ceiling talent-wise because he can run better. I think he can throw the deep ball a little bit better. But Tommy was fantastic at hitting singles and doubles, and that really helped last year's team just to improve that passing into the point where it was competent. Luke Altmyer has a little bit of experience. He played in the Sugar Bowl. He started the game last year against an FCS team. But this will be his first career start on Saturday against an FBS team. And until those live bullets start flying, it's hard to know what a guy or how a guy's going to react when he makes a mistake, because they're going to have. He's going to have some growing pains. But if all goes well, Derek, like, he's got a really good arm. I think he's going to hit more home runs than Tommy DeVito, both in the passing game and in the running game. For me, it's just about consistency, efficiency, and, you know, people can debate whether leadership matters or not. I think it does. At that position, I think it does. I mean, we saw the Riley O'Toole-Westlund thing. Westlund was a more talented quarterback, but Riley O'Toole had the locker room. Like, they believed in that guy. He was going to go make a play, and he just had a swagger about him. I think Tommy DeVito had such a swagger. And John Paddock and Art Sikowski have leadership, but those guys aren't as talented as Luke Altmyer or Brandon Peters, and you got to have talent at this level. So we'll see. Isaiah Williams has been glowing about Luke Altmyer as a leader here recently, so that's a key. And then we just got to see. You know, they had good talent from Lovie Smith at the DB position. I think they're going to have a decent secondary. I don't think the secondary is going to be terrible. I think they're good at developing those guys, and they have the defensive scheme that those guys are going to make some big plays. The question is, are they going to give up big plays? Because last year they didn't. That secondary was just an absolute blanket. They did not give up big plays outside of that Indiana game. Kendall Smith fixed that really quickly. And then having Devin Witherspoon and Quan Martin allowed you to play so much man coverage that the quarterbacks just had no windows to throw into. And it's just one of the best secondaries we'll ever see. So I don't expect that, but I do expect them to be good. So I think you have talent at those positions. It's just I think they're going to go through some growing pains.
I agree. Jeremy Warner with us on the Tapman's Towing phone line. I actually wanted to stay with that secondary. There's no way you can't take a little bit of a step back after what you lost, obviously, to the NFL. And you said it there in terms of they were able to basically play on islands, right, with Spoon and Quan, and able to essentially just kind of keep nine other guys in that middle of the field to do a lot of other things. Do you think Aaron Henry is still an island guy? Do you still think that they'll try those guys, or will we see other things, maybe as in zone or something different this season to see? Or is this just something we're going to have to learn, and they're going to get right off the bat here with two teams that can throw the football in Toledo and Kansas? They're going to find out pretty quick what we got. But what do you think of that, and how aggressive can they be knowing that they've got some unproven in that or on those corners, etc.?
It's one of the most fascinating questions of the first couple of weeks for me, and you hit it there, Lon. Yep. Like, these are two teams that have athletic quarterbacks, that have good passing games, that have explosive offenses at times, and I'm interested to see. I think they're going to play both. I mean, last year they played man-to-man more than anybody in the country. It was more than 70% of the time, which is just an absurd number. I mean, usually you get burned when you do that. Illinois had the best pass defense in the country. Most of the great pass defenses, you think of Iowa, are mostly zone coverage. And Jay Layman explained this great to me yesterday about playing man in zone. Zone, you have your eyes on the quarterback. You always know where the quarterback is, right? So you can read him, you can react to it, and if he, decides to run, you know where he's going, know where he's looking. When you're man-to-man, your back's to the ball. You're basically just trying to play pass breakups, which is amazing. The Illinois had 24 interceptions last year, all but one in the secondary. So I do expect them to play more zone, to answer your question. And what the split is, I think it'll be closer to 50-50, but that's what I'm excited to see, because I do think playing man is what they do. Like Ryan Walter said, this is what we do last year. I think Aaron Henry is going to be similar, but I do think with a younger secondary, they will be a little bit more evenly split there. Because one thing I love about man is it forces quarterbacks, college quarterbacks, to be really accurate. And let's be honest, most of them are not. Most of them are not.
Good
so, and you can really pressure teams when you can play man-to-man. But if you get beat, it's a touchdown. So Illinois usually has that one high safety sitting back, so they have at least a safety valve there. But I'm fascinated by what they do there and what an Aaron Henry defense looks like. I think it's going to look a lot like a Ryan Walters defense, but I do think it'll change based on their personnel. And you know, Charlie Bowling comes in here and adds another kind of element to the pass rush. That's another thing. They were kind of middle of the pack pass rush. They brought Charlie Bowen in here. Brett Bielema brought Charlie Bowen in here because I think there's more meat on the bone with Gabe Akis and Steph Coleman. Those guys were good players last year. I don't think they were great players last year. They were at certain times. I think those guys can both take a huge step forward along with Johnny Newton and Keith Randolph, which is kind of scary.
Replacing Spoon, Quan, Sidney Brown, big shoes to fill, but so is on the other side Chase Brown. What do you think about Reggie Love, about Josh McCray, and what that split looks like? I know we'll have to see that thing play out, but their ability to be productive in the run game, because you know how important that is to Brett Bielema.
Yeah, you guys called me up as I'm reading Joey Wagner's story about the running back split. I'm going to publish it here once I get off with you guys. But it is rare for Brett Bielema to have a 300 back or a 300 carry back, right? It just kind of happened that way last year, mostly because of Josh McCray's injury, but also because of Chase Brown, how good he was. But at the end of the day, I keep bringing this up, guys. Illinois was seventh in the Big Ten in rushing yards per game. They were about 50-something in the country. So as great as Chase Brown was, they were kind of an above-average rushing team. When we think of last year's team, we think, oh, they were one of the best in the country.
Right.
Like, they weren't. So I think this rushing attack, I think, can be better overall, despite how good I think Chase Brown is. We all know Chase Brown is, because they're going to have more options, or they should, as long as they can stay healthy. I think Reggie Love's a solid, good overall back. I think people kind of underestimate him a little bit because he's been injured throughout his career. We saw in the Northwestern game, and I thought he was solid in the Mississippi State game. He's a capable Big Ten rusher. And he's tough. He's got a little bit of everything. He reminds me a little bit of Mike Epstein. Now, he's not great at one thing, but I think he's kind of good at everything. And both those guys struggle with injuries a little bit. But I think Josh McCray is going to be the workhorse. I think he's going to get 200-plus carries. He reminds Brett Bielema a lot of John Clay. And I think you're going to have two other guys get involved. I think Caden Fagan is going to have real opportunity to be a big back and kind of be a guy that can surprise people as a freshman. I don't think he's going to carry 100 times, but I think he's going to play a role there. And then Aiden Loffrey kind of gives you something different. Maybe, I don't want to say a scat back, but a change of pace back with his speed. So I think those four guys all have a chance to get 50-plus carries. But I do think Josh McCray is going to get 200-plus. I think Reggie Love will get 150-plus. And with Luke Altmyer, who I think will be more involved in the running game, I can see this running game, despite losing one of the best rushers of all time,
interesting,
potentially improving a little bit, just because there's a more versatile approach to who's carrying the ball. Like Chase Brown, I think, wore down at the end of drives. I think he wore down at the end of games. As good as he was not a guy who's going to push the pile at the goal line, right? That's not his game. So I think having a Josh McCray and Caden Fagan certainly could help Illinois in the red zone, which is where they really struggled.
Right.
It was a pretty good offense, 20-20. They really struggled once they got in the red zone.
A few more questions for Jeremy Warner, IlliniInquirer.com. Jeremy, in years of the past, when you see Toledo first on the schedule, MAC champions, getting a couple votes, top 25, that would terrify people around here. How scared should they be? Or maybe that's not even the wrong, maybe that's the wrong word in the case that Illinois should be able to handle them. But I'm curious in terms of that temperature for you of how concerning Toledo should be for Illinois.
Well, if Indiana or if Illinois makes as many mistakes as they did last year against Indiana, they can lose this game, right? Like they had four interceptions, they had a call go against them, they had so many penalties. Like if Illinois plays that game, they can lose to this team. I do think, like, this team, Illinois, 2 years ago, I would have been more nervous.
Right.
Illinois during the Lovie Smith era, I think, would have been an underdog against this Toledo team. So I think that 9-point spread is about right. I think Illinois is more talented. I think Toledo's got a few NFL players. Quinyon Mitchell, corner, is really good. Dallas Gant, former top 100 prospect, Ohio State transfer, linebacker, is really good. You know, Jawan Newton, I think Johnny Newton's brother, is a solid MAC player. Their quarterback, I think, can be dangerous, but I think their quarterback also, from what I've watched, also puts the ball in danger a lot. So I think Illinois can take advantage of that. But so they need to contain Daquan Finn, the quarterback. But this is not a roster that is better than Nebraska or I think Purdue, but like that level of roster, like they're not completely better. And I think Illinois is so much better in the trenches than Toledo. Like Toledo averages about 292 pounds on their offensive line. Illinois should feast on that. And their defensive line lost their two best players from last year. So they have good skill players, and skill players, I would say Illinois has a slight edge, but Toledo, I think, is close to them. I mean, average recruiting ranking the last 5 years, these teams are only 20 spots apart. Huh. But I think Illinois in the trenches is so much better. So as long as Luke Altmyer doesn't turn it over a lot, Illinois doesn't turn it over a lot, as long as Illinois doesn't have just a bunch of missed assignments, I think Illinois should win this game. But we saw last year Illinois dominating the trenches against Indiana.
Sure.
And they still found a way to lose because turnovers, missed assignments, so things like that. So I think Illinois plays its B game. They should win this game by, 7 to 14 points.
Okay, that's fair. And that's part of the 8 wins, I believe, that you had predicted in one of your articles. I know that an article you wrote not long ago talked about the final positions that were still up for grabs on this Illinois team. Do you feel confident right now on Tuesday of game week that you could list off? I mean, I'm not going to have you do that, but list off every starter for this Illinois team, or do you think there's still a position or two that we may not know until Saturday?
Yeah, I think the positions I would have questions about are probably positions where you'll see a rotation. I think Josh Geske is probably going to win the job over Jordan Slaughter at right guard, but I do think Jordan Slaughter will play. And then at safety, I expect Miles Scott to win the free safety job. But Demetrius Hill and Clayton Bush are probably going to fill in for Matthew Bailey at strong safety, the two transfers at that position. But I expect both those guys to play. And then let's see, where else are we thinking? I think those are the three big ones that we kind of had up for grabs. But otherwise, I mean, man, you look at the defensive line, offensive line guys, like I just think this is one of the best. This is what gives me the confidence in Illinois, along with the coaching staff, is that usually what wins football games or keeps you competitive and in football games, the offensive and defensive line. I think it just gives Illinois a really high floor going into this year, as long as they stay healthy there. And then if your quarterback can play as good as you hope, your defensive secondary doesn't take the biggest step back, I think it's going to be a good football team.
Last chance to win the West Division. There's so much newness in the Big Ten in general, but especially in the West. I mean, new quarterbacks, new coaches. It's going to be interesting to kind of learn how Matt Rhule does, and what he does at Nebraska and Ryan Walters at Purdue and on down the list. What are you thinking? What are some things that you're – I know Pipes wants to ask you about some other teams, but what is one thing you're looking forward to kind of seeing how things shake out in this West especially?
Well, I think Northwestern's going to be a train wreck this year. I think they were already going to be bad. I don't like what they've done account-wise. I think their defensive coordinator, ever since their defense coordinator retired a couple years ago, I think they've gone downhill there. And the quarterback position's just been such a huge concern for them for so long. And I think the transfer portal age has really hurt because they really struggled to get transfers in. So the talent discrepancy, I think, is really showing up. Nebraska, they're going to improve because they got a better coach. I got to hit Scott Frost whenever I can. They got a better coach, but I think there's so much newness there. There's so many transfers, and they're not good in the trenches. And in the West, I think they figured out you can't play, this kind of sexy Oregon ball and win without a good offensive line, defensive line in the Big Ten West. Purdue, I'm bought into Ryan Walters. I believe in that guy, but I think they're going to have some growing pains. Roster wise, new staff, all of that. I like their quarterback in Hudson Card. I like their running back in Devin Mockabee, but I think that team will be fighting for a bowl game. Wisconsin's the one I just don't know because there's so much newness there, but I like their coach. I like their offensive coordinator. I don't think they're going to throw the ball 50 times a game like you would think with an air raid. I think they know Braylon Allen's really good, Chet Malusi's really good, and what Wisconsin does well is run the ball, but I think they're just going to bring some modern elements to the offense to it. But their offensive line and defensive line got crushed by Illinois last year, guys. Mm-hmm. And their defense Is the defense going to get better without Jim Leonard? I don't know about that. Luke Fickell's been a pretty good coach, but I think Wisconsin could win 10 games, or I could see them winning 6 games, kind of like Illinois. Like, it could go either way for me with them. I think Iowa and Illinois are the most stable programs in the Big Ten West right now, along with Minnesota.
That's crazy.
Which is weird when it comes out of my mouth like that. Like, it's just, I believe in what those teams do. I know Iowa's got to get better offensively. I know Illinois's got some question marks, but I feel like those two teams have really high floors going into this year.
Well, Jeremy, you hit on a lot of those teams I was thinking about asking you. So instead, I'll ask you about one more. How about Kansas basketball coming to town? Bill Self's return. How cool is that? I mean, that environment, it's going to feel like a real game, isn't it? Is it not? I mean, that many fans wanting to beat Self and Dickinson. I know it's not going to count. It's going to feel like a real basketball
game. Let's go.
just applause to Bill Self and Brad Underwood for pulling this off. Like, this is fantastic. But can we get the real thing? Like, we've been calling for this for a while. Now that everyone likes Bill Self again around here, because Brad Underwood's having some success, it's been 20 years, and he's a Hall of Fame coach. He's won 2 national championships. He better do programs. It's not his fault he left. But this is phenomenal. I can't wait for it.
Yes.
I think it's going to be a great measure for Illinois. It's going to be a great measure for Kansas as well, because some people, I saw the Athletic had Illinois, like 14 or 15 in their poll. if everything goes right, if they can hit some threes, I know everyone's fretting about this team and what they'll do offensively, but I think Illinois is going to be one of the best defensive teams in the country, so I think they're going to give Kansas some fits on that end. But, yeah, it's going to be a great night. To have Bill Self back, it's time. It's time to get him back involved with this program. And kudos to Brad Underwood for having that relationship to get Bill here last year for – the Coaches versus Cancer event, and I think he'll be applauded. I think the villain is Hunter Dickinson. I'm glad to have Hunter Dickinson back in the building, because college basketball is better with Hunter Dickinson.
I love it. Hey, and before we end, 2 minutes on the White Sox. Go.
Oh, God.
Actually, let's spare ourselves. Let's spare ourselves.
Are we more embarrassing than the Angels yet? Have we gotten there, guys? You guys are the arbiters.
At least you're getting rid of front office guys, and you're like starting
and
to
promoting their underlings, Bob.
Right,
make
that's
it make
right.
sense. Make, we need a new owner. Can I fire an owner?
I don't think you can. Maybe we can pool our resources and buy the White Sox, but I don't know if.
This was supposed to be the fun time, Lon.
I know. I really, honestly,
this is going to be the good time.
Yes. I mean, 3 years ago, we were looking at this thinking the White Sox are going to go on this run that the Cubs did, you know, in the end of the 2020s or 10s or whatever, and then it's completely gone the other way. It's just horrible. Right now,
we are the model of, like, the Cubs, the Astros.
Yes.
Like, they were our model of how to do a rebuild. We are now the model of how not to do it.
Oh, it's terrible.
So we got that going for us.
Well, and the Cardinals, I looked today, if it all ended today, the Cardinals would have the 5th pick in the Major League Baseball draft. So,
well, there's a lottery now, Mom.
Oh, that's right.
I had to figure that out. Because like, I'm tanking right now, too. I'm right ahead of you at 4. So there's a lottery that I found out. And the team that's 18th can get the number 1 pick. It's kind of crazy.
I did not know
that's,
this.
That's where we are. But you had a playoff appearance. How many have you had in the last 5 years? 4?
Yeah, I think so.
I've had that in my lifetime. So.
Oh, man. That hurts to hear.
I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have done that to Jeremy.
Now I'm going to go punch the wall.
Right, exactly. Just don't hit the kids. We like the kids. All right, hi to the family, my friend, and we will see you soon. Oh,
there you go.
Speaking of the kids.
Will do.
Thanks, Jeremy.
See you, buddy. Lily's like, let's go. I'm ready to go play. He said that she was wanting to go to the park right after Torin got home from school, and Jeremy's like, well, Torin might need to rest a little bit here. And Lily's like, let's go. There's no rest in here. It's time for the park.
Man, appreciate his time.
What a great to be a kid.
Oh, my gosh. I think about that, seeing Cade every day.
It's amazing. And I think I told you guys this, but when we were in Kansas City this summer, we had a game at 9 a.m. Rain came in, right? Or lightning came. And then it was way off in the distance, right? So I don't want you to think we're like parents that were keeping our kids exposed to lightning out on the field. So they delayed the game. They have to delay every time they see lightning, right? It's like 30-minute delay. So it wasn't raining, not really lightning close to us, but the game's delayed. And like all the parents, like I started visiting with some of the parents from the other team, you know, they're around Kansas City and stuff. And all of a sudden the kids, I'm pretty sure I told you this, they all started playing. They just started playing. Like one of them was like baseball golf where you'd hit a ball and you had to get it as close to a certain object. Then all of a sudden they all decided they'd put on the catcher's gear one by one and throw to second like they're a catcher, and they'd time them. And it was so funny to look out there. And one of the parents, it was a mom on the other team, just said, "You guys look at this." She's like, "They're actually just out there playing. They're not playing a sport. They're just playing like kids." And we all just kind of laughed. All the parents just laughed and said, "Man, it's great to be youthful and just have an open mind, right? You just look outside and it's like, what can I play with today?" I mean, that's what we did growing up. Yeah. You know, where I grew up in Patterson Springs in Camargo, luckily there were some other kids around my age that grew up in that area to where we had friends to play football and basketball with. But otherwise, it was very rare that I'd actually go into town. I can remember going in with my dad sometimes during the summer, and I would go to one of my best friend's house, and we would ride bikes around Villa Grove, and we would go from one house where we'd play wiffle ball to another house where we'd play basketball to another house. And I'm like, you guys are incredible how great this is. You get to go from house to house, and here I am 6 miles from anybody. You know, and it was just, it's amazing how you just learn how to do stuff. I don't know why I went on that tirade, because I heard Lily, I just hear excitement. She's like, "Let's go to the park."
Yeah.
I just think it's great that to do that. And then as adults, we sit here and worry about stress and jobs and everything else and our kids. And it's like, oh, another day's done. And I'm going to go to bed and do it all over tomorrow. So it's crazy. It's good to be young. You guys stay there. Stay right where you're at.
I'm already a little past. You said you guys, not talking to me.
Oh, you're still young.
Yeah.
You're still young. I've always kind of lived 20 years younger than what I am. Now, the problem is now at 53 almost, Drink, my body's letting me know that I kind of lived 20 years younger than what I was for a long time. I am scared to death about this Saturday. I am scared to death about getting to that place at 6:45 a.m. and still being there at midnight. Maybe not midnight. At least the games are quicker now.
I believe in you.
Although somebody did request on the U of I Line and Lake text line, said after the first weekend, it sounds like college football games sped up 5 minutes. So it sounds like the running clock isn't helping their extremely long TV timeouts. You're right. And do you know what you guys did to me yesterday? Do you know what I did last night?
No.
I'm going to play this here in a second. I was on my way home after radio, and I'm like, I got to hear it. I got to hear it. And it's the
war chant.
Oh. Why can't we have that?
Ugh. It was the best thing. In my opinion, it was the best thing the band played. And yeah, every third down.
Oh.
It's awesome.
Dun, 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 dun. And you just, oh, man. Well,
and I love the drum line leading out the team before they ran out on the field, too. And they kind of, I think it was maybe even the same the same thing.
The incomparable 3-1.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hail to the orange, hail to the blue, hail alma mater.
Ever so true. Do you say the S on Illinois? Or
I don't do anything that you guys as graduates feel like I have earned that. Does that make sense?
I got you, yeah.
Like, I don't sway back and forth. I don't, you know, like, there's a part in that song that I stop singing because I'm not an alumni or alumni. What? Alumnus. So, yeah, there are funny things. Like, I don't know why that means a big deal to me, but I'm like, I didn't go to school at Illinois. So I'm not going to take part in some of the rituals you guys do. And I feel like that's honoring you guys because you're the graduates. I wouldn't expect you to jump in on a little saluki, you know, do it like a big dog.
Yeah, if I did that, then you might give me a word. You didn't earn that.
You could, if you ever wanted to bust out a do it, do it. Do it like a big dog. Let's go. Oh,
if you want to say Illinois.
Yeah.
No S.
I do still.
Kyle, do you say it with an S?
No.
You have to say it.
Look, he thinks he's cool down there. He will as junior and senior.
Yeah.
But right now, he's like, that's not cool. And then his senior year, he'll be like, I don't care what anybody says. I'm going to say the yes. Now, I am one of
only
those.
Only in the song. I'm not walking around saying Illinois the whole time. I don't think I'd have a job covering them if I was doing that.
Well, yeah.
Here's champagne for Illinois and Michigan.
I am one of those thousands that say chief. I'll always say it.
Yeah.
So, I don't think that makes too many people mad, but some of them.
It's okay.
I'm too old to care.
We are due for a break majorly, but before we do that, the kids will play, Lon will do some work.
Oh, man, I'm still working. But I don't mind it because I'm talking Busey. Hey, and before you walk down the aisle, Busey suggests setting a solid financial footing. And Derek, I want to know if you did this with Haley. After I'm done with this, I got to know that you guys sat down and followed the tips of Busey. Will you and your spouse-to-be keep finances separate or combined? I don't care. I don't need to know that. Consider individual spending and saving habits. Piper buys a lot of stuff at Arizona Diamondbacks games and all sorts of stuff. Haley's got to know this stuff before she's like, what's happening to our checking account? Make this decision together, and it'll help you find a system that works. Couples that tackle money problems together and take responsibility for solving them will find that the relationship is better for it. Money is an issue when it comes to that, unfortunately. Share credit, let your spouse-to-be know your credit situation and vice versa. So when you run up that credit card gambling, Derek Piper, you need to let Haley know that you now have credit card bill. Develop a plan to shoot down existing debt. That's a great one. Start with the balances that carry the highest interest rates and get those knocked down. When you're just starting out or you're celebrating your milestone anniversary, Busey can provide an array of solutions tailored to your specific needs. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of their many convenient locations today. Busey, member FDIC.
I'm a member.
We have conversations, but how about a strong week one college football?
Did you just
late?
Spend another $200 on a fantasy football draft? Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
And drafted Jonathan Taylor. So I'm not getting any return on that $200.
Sorry, Haley.
We,
Illini fans, come out and enjoy two slices of Jets Detroit-style deep dish pizza and a side of ranch at Street Fest coming September 9th from 1 to 7 p.m. with the Chowdown in Campus Town. Bring $5 to 6th Street between Healy and Green Streets and get two slices of Jets famous Detroit-style pizza with that signature crispy, crunchy, cheesy crust. Street Fest on Saturday, September 9th with two slices of Jets. Everybody loves Jets. Better because it has to be.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Muhammad.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
Illini fans, gear up for the start of football season this year with the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. Get ready to support your Fighting Illini by shopping their great selection of Illini football merchandise, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, even brand new Nike replica jerseys. Shop with them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campus Town, or online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Does your home have those annoying outdoor spigots that leak and have no pressure? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing can help. Install a new Woodford outdoor spigot so your gardens and flowers don't suffer in this summer heat. Make sure your home's outdoors look great and call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and...
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
Illini fans, gear up for the start of football season this year with the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. Get ready to support your Fighting Illini by shopping their great selection of Illini football merchandise, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, even brand new Nike replica jerseys. Shop with them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campustown, or online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Great to talk with Fayon about driving and delivering for Pepsi-Cola Champaign-Urbana Bottling.
Come home every day. It pays very, very well, especially for a truck driver. They're very understanding. It's just a great company all around. They're always eager to help. And you off on the weekends. The company in general is just a great company. Very family-oriented. Comes in, check on you, see if you like it. Always asking questions, trying to see if you need any help. Pretty dope.
Sound appealing? Join the Pepsi team. Equal opportunity employer. Visit PepsiColaCU.com.
Make plans to pop into Pia's at 1609 West Springfield Avenue for happy hour from 3 to 6, Monday through Friday, with 16-ounce drafts, just $3.25, well drinks $4, plus wine and seltzers for $4.50, and pitchers are $9. Taco Tuesdays get you big tacos for $2.50, $2 off on tequila shots, and margaritas are $5. Get Mexican beers for $4 each. Go south of the border on Tuesdays at Pia's, then there's Whiskey Wednesdays and karaoke a few times a month on Fridays with $4 fireball shots. Uh-oh. Football fans, plan to party at Pia's before, after, and during games as you get on the watch parties with great prizes and giveaways during the fourth quarter on special game days. Get 5 bottles in the Coors Light bucket for $16.75 or enjoy the $8.95 pitcher special on Illini game days. For the Bears, $4 Miller Lite drafts in the 22-ounce keeper mugs and Simply Spiked lemonade. Pia's is the place to party any day of the week.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, the Brian Hansen State Farm agency right here in Champaign-Urbana can switch you over and you can start saving today. Our team is ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With the Brian Hansen State Farm agency, it's easy to switch and save. Just give our team a call at 217-344-1900 when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Back on the drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Good stuff, Jeremy Warner.
Yeah.
Kyle Rowland, the end of the previous hour. Filling us in on Toledo. We played some of Brett Bielema yesterday, but we didn't get you a big chunk of that. I think it's maybe good to recircle back
in
case anybody missed it. Provide some injury updates. Fortunately, Jordan Anderson out for the year. And then just kind of getting you ready for the start of this season. So I figured let's play some of that as we only have about 15 minutes left in the show.
I did have a couple people ask me today about the injuries. Now, Jordan Anderson would have been probably third on the depth chart, mm-hmm. running back-wise. Maybe a rotational piece that would have had a few snaps, but you still have Loughery, you still have Caden Fagan, so you still have some depth there, obviously, behind Love and McCray. And then Malachi Hood, a linebacker that I don't think was even in the two deep yet. Now, he's young, is the reason. So those two injuries, obviously, not as serious as like Matt Bailey, who was going to be your starting safety. So I think with Anderson and Malachi Hood, those are at least a couple that weren't going to be starters or even maybe two deeps on your squad. So relatively healthy for this Illinois team going in.
Apologies for producing on the air, but Kyle, is it BL2 or is it Brett?
Brett.
Brett, here is your Illini head coach, Brett Bielema.
So there were seven FBS games this past weekend, seven teams that played FBS teams, and I made an edit that I showed our guys yesterday, and I knew a lot of them probably had watched the Notre Dame game. That was the most publicized one. Obviously, the USC game was an Apple TV game, so you had to have that all set up. But I took San Diego State game. I took the UMass game. I took the Jacksonville State game and kind of just – showed, you know, and then the other big one, Vanderbilt versus Hawaii in the first quarter. There were three special teams things that really were a big impact in the game. Turnovers were huge. So I always take the world of college football to show our guys what they can do. So I think you just worry about those things, guys that haven't taken their first snaps. You know, we have a new special teams coordinator. Dish has been an unbelievable breath of fresh air, just really some of the ideas, thoughts. You know, I was really intrigued at his time in Georgia with the punt team. They've kind of differently done it differently than we've done it here. So with a two-man shield, moving that, getting three flyers, that's a little different look. I think anything that involves, our defense and the changes since a year ago, right, there's going to be some strengths of what we do up front. I think in the back end, there's some guys that have played a lot of good football, but I'm sure everybody's excited to see what the back end can bring. So they're just natural things in an opener that you always talk about.
What's unique about getting ready for night game and then multiple night games?
Yeah, so four of our first six, and then, they're kind of just play the games as they play. So, our last 2 weeks, zero games have been during the day, right? So that was our first two preps, but we prepped a lot at night. So I don't think it's really any different. We practice in the morning now, but you know, we're obviously in tune with what goes on, that we're going to play day games, night games. Penn State games already scheduled at noon. So I don't think for me as a head coach now going to my 15th year, the time of the game isn't such an important task as getting your guys ready to understand what that means, right? Like at night, here in Memorial Stadium, the effect of that stadium is a lot different than maybe next year when we go to next week when we go to Kansas. Just wind can be a factor here that is a little bit more significant, but I don't really see the time of the game being a factor, but more just get our guys ready. I thought we were really fast last night, and now we want to keep that. Our legs were fresh. Guys talk about how good they feel. I think we really want to have that be in full effect Saturday night.
In the week zero games you were able to note, did you notice the first down rule playing an impact at all and how you guys prepare?
Yeah, I think it'll eliminate, what they did it for was they were trying to eliminate total volume of reps and make the game a little more consistent as far as length of time. You know, in college football, you can get a game that's 2 hours and get a game that's 4.5 hours, right? And that makes it hard for the TV people to kind of manage it. But for us, we've really talked a lot about how that is going to change. You know, you get conditioned to that clock isn't going to stop and it's not really going to take effect and it won't become a glaring to them until maybe like a 4 minute mark, the middle eight, and then especially when it clicks past that 2 minute 159 mark, it's gonna significantly. And you saw it, this past weekend. USC, I believe, got the ball with a minute 35 in the first half, had all three timeouts. San Jose State had two timeouts, if not three, and USC kind of stalled out, had a sack. They had burned two timeouts. One was the play clock was rolling down. One was the clock on the punt team on a backed up was running out. They had to burn two timeouts. San Jose State gets the ball on the 45-yard line, have a couple plays. Then they hit a big second down shot, and they score, I believe, with less than 15 seconds and never use that one timeout. So there's some really good educational football out there if you want to take advantage of it, and hopefully we'll do that.
Along those lines, I'm curious, is anyway. Outside perception of this program change as compared to where you were.
That's one that's easy to see, and one something I've been really guarded against. For me, I've always kind of tried to, as a head coach, I think you got to be ahead of where you're at, and I kind of had a steady crescendo. I knew a lot of our guys were up for national awards. I know that we, received votes to be ranked, right? Like, we didn't get ranked, but we beat teams that were ranked, right? So I kind of made note of all of that. Toledo, we refer to them, they're the MAC champs, all right? Like, there's no denying what they've done and what they've been able to do in college football has been pretty impressive. So I'm balancing that all the time, but the part that we as coaches got to be aware of now is just the immediate access do our players have to tell them, letting people tell them how good they are, right? Like Johnny Newton's doing a podcast for the Heisman, right? And I'm like, holy cow, right? Like, when Brett came to me with that, I'm like, all right, we got a D lineman, it's in the Heisman race, right? Like, I mean, so some of these things are new chartered waters. I've had some pretty good D linemen. I've never had one in the Heisman race before you started, right? So like whether there's reality to that or not is reality to them. They called and asked, right? So I'm very guarded about what our guys are hearing and making them understand. Like, I keep calling them wish list, not watch list, right? Like, they wish you to be good. I wish you to be good. You wish yourself to be good. But really what you do is going to determine how well you get rewarded. So I think we got a hungry football team. I think we got a group of guys that really want to work. I think they understand the ability to be humble is a really good trait. Last year we were a 7-1 team that, finished the year 1-4, and there are a lot of different things that probably factored into that, but we got to keep the edge that we're in every game. We got to have not one chip on our shoulder, but two, and that's how we got to play.
Talk to Ben Marcus about the staff you put together over the 8 months. You guys have all been together leading into the season.
Yeah, just – super excited. The four new guys that we brought in, I think it's been pretty seamless just how they fit into our building. But each one's uniquely different. Charlie and Antonio on both sides of the ball. One I've known since he's been 16 years old, and one I've known for, indirectly for four, five, 6 years. But both of them have had a huge impact in our room offensively. Thad and Dish are both very gifted in what they do. Obviously, Dish has the aspect of being a special teams coordinator, so the value he brings, like I said, just – he's been at Georgia. He's been at Tulane with great success last year. He called every one of those reps, right? He actually worked with Coach Candle at Toledo for 4 years, right? So he's got some inside knowledge there of how things happen there. But to see that special teams effect here would be kind of cool. And then Aaron to be the new role as a coordinator, right? I think, start off a game like this with a quarterback that's as dynamic as he is and as accurate as he is as a thrower, as efficient as he is as a play caller, it's pretty impressive to watch him put together a game plan, see where it's at. But on the flip side of it, like a lot of support staff, we've really done some nice things in recruiting. So even though that doesn't show up immediately on game day, it shows up eventually. Like, I think our recruiting department with Pat Embleton, in conjunction with Pearson and Jay Kaiser, and we've had a couple other guys in that room, has been very impressive. This morning, knocking on my door at 7:30 this morning with Jimmy Leonard, right? Like, just to hear some things that he saw last week during the course. He's just got eyes from above, right? He's not on the grass, and it's really very valuable to have some thoughts come out of his mind on offense, defense, special teams, as well as opponent preparation. So really a fun time in our building, like to be in the Smith Center every day. It's literally probably one of the most enjoyable atmospheres I've ever been in as a head coach, like just really a lot of fun. Now we haven't lost a game, right? So everybody's happy, but it's just a really cool building to be in.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne, where your dream car awaits. With an exquisite selection of top-tier vehicles, impeccable service, and unbeatable prices, they are your ultimate destination for automotive excellence. Experience luxury, performance, and style like never before. Visit today and drive home in the vehicle you've always desired. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. Your journey towards automotive perfection starts here. Visit them at Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Their slogan, "We have it when you need it." Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials as well as safety equipment all available. Call 402-8123. Visit Crossroads Contractor Supply IL.
It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. We have three wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings with crystal bowls, Drea, who does facials, and we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too. You can go to the website, happyhealing.us.
Carl works every day to improve the health of community members across the region, and it would not be possible without team members like Dwayne Linton, a nationally certified nurse in the emergency department at Carl Foundation Hospital.
I work with a team of people who really care about what they do and are very flexible and adaptive in rapidly changing critical situations, and I would trust any of them at any time.
If you're looking for an opportunity to serve your community like Dwayne in a supportive environment, visit carl.org/careers.
Hey, it's Stevie J. We have a Stever offer for you, the program where I, Stevie J, give you my money and you, wonderful person, spend it and keep it. All right, today from PDR Automotive, you heard me talking about John Marshall, the owner of PDR Automotive. Honest, talented, great staff. They can fix your car, truck, van, whatever automobile you have. Today's Stever offer, I'll give you a complete vehicle safety inspection, which is about $100, and then I'll give you another $100 to get whatever you might need fixed. $100 toward repair. The complete vehicle safety inspection. Why not? I'll pay for it. And then if you need stuff, I'll give you another $100 toward anything that might need done. That's your Stever offer from PDR Automotive. So all you have to do is go to GoStever.com, click accept. GoStever.com, click accept if you're interested. You're going to get an email tonight if you're a winner. PDR Automotive, GoStever.com, click accept, and good luck.
Illini fans, with the return of Fighting Illini Athletics this month, now's the perfect time to refresh your Illini wardrobe. Stop by Game Day Spirit, shop some of their great selection of t-shirts, sweatshirts, polos, and more. They have new arrivals coming in daily with great brands like Nike, Champion, and Tommy Bahama. You'll be sure to find something you love at Game Day Spirit. Shop with them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campus Town, or online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
All right, we're out of here. It's been The Drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Got to thank Jeremy Warner for joining us on the Tapman's Towing phone line, along with Kyle Rowland, Toledo Blade, filling us in on the opponent for the Illini coming up in week one. We're off tomorrow, Cardinals baseball afternoon against the Padres, so we will not be on tomorrow, but we'll be back on Thursday and then Friday. Excited for that, our show at Pia's. Everybody have a great night. We got to get out. It is The Drive.